Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Bit of a scheduling slash work I say the wrong word. I'm getting off to a bad start. But anyway, guys, Danny's not here, but it's Andy and I, plus Down by Two will be by in just a little bit. But anyway, Andy, a couple of degenerates ready to talk football. Am I right?
Oh, well, speaking of degenerates, Griff, I have my printable Taylor Swift Super Bowl prop bet sheet in front of me. This is out of hand. That's all I'm going to say. It is out of hand, the amount of money you can place on Taylor Swift related items.
There are so many weird props concerning her and everything like that. The one that I still find weird only because, look, I know you're a married man with a family. I'm a man soon to be married, humble brag. But the fact that they're talking about, will he propose? And I'm like, guys, they've been dating for 4 or 5 months. It could happen, but I don't see that happening.
Yeah, and it seems like that would be so out of character with taking it away from the team and all that, right? Like, I don't think it's going to happen. But you can bet on it. You could. If you like the odds, you could, like, this is how deep this goes, Griff.
Yeah.
You can actually bet where Travis Kelce's mom, Donna, will be seated in relation to where Taylor Swift is seated. That's real.
That's weird. That's weird. And then there's like the ultra weird, will she sew cleavage, which I'm like, no, don't get hurt.
I did. That's the even deeper dive. That's like the subreddit dive.
Yeah, that's the Reddit of old that would like get wiped out every 6 months. They go in there and clean it when they realize it's all filth.
That's amazing. Now there's one. Will Swift hug Brittany Mahomes after a Chiefs touchdown? That's something.
That one I actually like. If I were to place a weird Taylor Swift prop, that would probably be the one because the two of them are always like side by side to each other.
Yep. Oh, they're so annoying together. I can't stand Brittany Mahomes. I can't stand her. She's the worst.
Yeah. So, my opinion of her changed after the quarterback show. That's the one thing I'll say. I was never a fan of hers, but after watching that quarterback show on Netflix, like, I'm not saying I like her, but like, you kind of understand that she's just a football wife supporting her husband. And the fact that she's kind of cascaded out of the spotlight the last couple seasons.
Yeah, I still don't like her.
Yeah, no. I'm not saying I love her or anything. I'm just saying I garnered a little bit, let's call it respect, after quarterback.
There you go. There's a, will Kelce quote a Swift song after the game concludes? No way.
I did that enough in the last podcast, which, guys, go check that out with Sophie Weller on Monday night. She's a Patriot supporter / Major Swiftie. We talked all about that. I dropped as many puns. But with this game, though, there's going to be quite a bit of bad blood, so we'll have to wait and see what happens. But we're going to get off to the hop. I have a novelty prop that I love.
Okay. What do you got?
Over 90 seconds in the national anthem. That just seems too too little, you know?
You know what? I saw that one. That's funny you bring that up. I saw that one, too, and I thought the same thing. I was like, so it's Reba singing it.
Yes.
You'd have to. Now, I'm not a big Reba, a historian.
Yeah.
But I would think just if you have the national anthem, that's your moment. You're going to draw it out a little. You're not zipping through it, right?
Yeah.
You're going to take your time. I would take the over in that one. That seems like a good play.
Chris Stapleton's last year was over 2 minutes and 2 seconds. That's 122 seconds. So you're really telling me that Reba McEntire is going to take this once in a lifetime moment. I know she's been around forever, but you know, this singing the national anthem, the true, I know there's three anthems in the Super Bowl, but everyone has their eyes on the Star Spangled Banner.
Yeah, that's weird with America, right? Because they got that. Then America the Beautiful's there. That's being sung. Who's singing that? The face tattoo guy.
That's my most looked forward to one because I love Post Malone. I'm a huge fan of Post. Yeah.
I don't understand. The Americans have two. I don't know. Anyway.
There's the third one, which is Lift Every Voice and Sing, but I think that has something to do with, like, I think it's like African-American national anthem. So they kind of try to incorporate all three, but it's a wild spectacle. Like, at the Grey Cup here, we just get wild if you know you hear it in French.
Yeah. I said one novelty prop, if it's a scorigami, meaning if it's a score. Now, it's a plus 2,000 if yes. Now, this is what I would need clarification on, though. Is it a scorigami, a score that has never occurred in a Super Bowl or in the NFL total? I would need clarification on that.
There's a lot of weird ones. That's interesting. I would need to know if it's a first time gami or not. I would lean towards no, just because I think this is a traditional score. But in doing so, I did this last year for the Super Bowl and it did very well. I hit my Super Bowl same game parlay, and I have one that I've cooked up on DraftKings. I wanted to run by you.
Okay.
So we're taking the over of 47.5. The explanation for that is simple. Life is too short to bet the under, and the last game in 7 months, you really think I want a boring game of football? No, I want points. I want excitement.
You're putting it out there. Okay.
Over 19.5 yards receiving for Marquez Valdes-Scantling. That doesn't seem like a lot. He's been a hero in the last two games, and that's asking him, you know, 20 yards. 20 yards receiving. I did it last year with Quez Watkins at 16.5, and it hit. And the last one, this is one, because I'm avoiding Travis Kelce because I would rather not bet him than bet him and lose money. I'd rather not bet it and just, you know, like
this. He's getting a touchdown, 100%.
This isn't a touchdown, though. This is George Kittle over 3.5 receptions.
Oh. Now, on paper, that's now, you know what? Let's take a look at Kittle's last few gameplays there, because on paper, that seems like a no-brainer. Let me just pull up here, George Kittle. I want the game log, because that's where you got to try to map it out. Is there a trend? Is there something where he hasn't? Because that seems low.
I just think it is. He hasn't had, and obviously, here's the other thing too with Travis Kelce. Travis Kelce's gone psycho mode the last like two games. 11 receptions against Buffalo too. I believe he had over 100 receiving yards in both games, to where everyone's just going to be in on that. Meanwhile, George Kittle, he hasn't really had that game in the playoffs yet where, you know, he's been George Kittle. Shout out Lucha, shout out Pentagon, Zero Mero.
There you go.
Yeah, he hasn't had that like performance. Like in the NFC Championship game, he only had two catches. Yep. I'm looking up the game log too. Yeah. He had four against Green Bay for 81 yards. He had three against the Commanders. He had seven against the Ravens. So there's always that trend there. But then he had two against Arizona.
Four, three.
Yeah. But
so that's why the line is set at 3.5. That makes sense for the average. And I guess if you think of it, okay, well, Debo's going to get his touches. A lot of dump offs to McCaffrey. So is over the better money play?
I think over is minus 160. I just, like, when it comes to stuff like that, I don't want to do under. One other bet too, if you're feeling really risky, first touchdown is plus 1,000.
Oh, for Kittle.
Yeah.
I'm looking here, Travis Kelce plus 750. I think I'm doing that. They're going to get, Mahomes proved, he said, Kelce's my boy. I'm going to get him the ball to impress Taylor. Plus, now, so anytime touchdown minus 110, because that's, you know, that's, unless he gets hurt, that's happening.
Yeah.
Last touchdown, that's too, yeah, you never know what's going to happen at the end of the game. But first, I think it really depends on who, you know, who wins the coin toss, who gets the ball first.
Yeah.
But if the Chiefs start, I could see them going down with the, you know, first drive and getting Kelce in the end zone first, set the tone.
Another one I have that's with a player on San Francisco, it's rushing yards. It's not CMC. Brock Purdy over 12.5.
Oh, he had that big run. Was that against Detroit? I think he did.
He did.
Yeah, but usually, okay, so what's that set at? 12 and a half?
Yes, 12 and a half. It's at minus 110.
Oh, that's not as good as I thought it might be.
He had 48 against Detroit.
Then 14. Regular season, then we start 4-2. Ooh. What's the under? Is it minus 110 each way?
Minus 115, excuse me, each way.
Each way. Eh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Like, he could, but in the playoffs, we both would have hit. Regular season, he only did that once, twice, three, four times. So,
I'm going to be honest with you, too. I have a crazy long shot just to get an anytime touchdown, just because, you know, in the Super Bowl, you see unlikely heroes emerge. You see someone be the guy.
Yeah.
I found an anytime touchdown score at plus 850 on San Fran that I'm like, I would put money on it.
Okay.
Kyle Juszczyk.
Oh, that is a total Shanahan move. I love that. Someone you don't think of, guy who can pop out of nowhere. His wife's giving Taylor Swift to wearing shirts and stuff like that, the gear. Juszczyk. So what is that at?
That's at plus 850. If you want to bet him burst touchdown score, it's plus 4,000.
That's a bit rich.
Oh, I would not do
plus 850. I like that a lot. I like that plus. That is a savvy wager, my friend. Like that.
He hasn't had, and here's the other thing too. I'm looking right now just at him here. Hasn't had a touchdown all season. He's had his moments. He had a couple great catches against Detroit, including that one tiptoe catch. I believe his over in I saw his over in receiving yards as I scroll DraftKings along here. Kyle Juszczyk over 4.5 receiving yards. So not too crazy, but that plus 850. Like, I'm sorry, I look at that and I'm like, that's a bet where I'd be okay losing money on. You know, that plus 850.
Look, the ball's at the 3 or 4. Mm-hmm. Rolls out, fake to CMC, boom, Juszczyk, book it. That's it. How about this one? I was looking at this. If you want to go a little Kelce heavy, and he has done this in the playoffs. Regular season, he did not, but this is the Super Bowl, and Kelce and this whole offense is looking as good. They have flipped the switch at the right time. Two or more touchdowns. Travis Kelce plus 500. I think that's very that is a reasonable take. That is something where if it happened, you wouldn't be shocked because of his importance to that offense. Mm-hmm. And that's a nice little payout. CMC's 245. That's not great. Pacheco's got better plus 475, more likely, maybe from short yardage. Kittle's plus 1,200. Debo's plus 900. But Travis Kelce, that seems very doable to me.
I went to FanDuel for a second because there's one bet that I really want to talk about that's not even anything to do with the game. But I found a very fun bet that you could sweat out on FanDuel.
Okay.
Both teams to complete their first passing attempt at minus 108 for yes and minus 112 for no.
To complete their first pass attempt?
Yeah. So the first throw is a completion for each side.
Ooh. I would take the yes. I think you do. I would feel, and I'd be interested too at some over-under total, point totals for the first quarter, first half total, because I feel it's going to be conservative. I wouldn't be surprised at all if we saw something like 6-3 at halftime and then it blows up in the second half, or at least like late in the second quarter and then something pops. They're going to feel each other out here. So I think a short, conservative, safe pass for both teams, I like that.
Oh, there's the I was looking for the novelty bets on FanDuel as well. They actually have FanDuel has the national anthem length at plus 102. So if you want to shop point, if you want to shop odds, maybe go to FanDuel. The other weird one that they have as well is for us. You know, Andy, you and I, both Ontario boys, both from Canada. Over 17.5 million Canadian viewers.
Oh, for the Super Bowl?
Yeah, imagine sweating that out, waiting till the next day. Like, how many Canadians watch the game on CTV?
Now, I'm taking the over of that because there's Swifties in Canada. They'll be watching. That's a definite over. I think that's a gimme. I think for sure. Because you're going to get, I know for a fact, I have a couple of neighbor friends whose wives do not like football and they are ecstatic. Can't wait to watch the game because of Taylor Swift.
She's changing the way we look at football. And like I recommend for any Swiftie to, like I said, she plugged in to go listen to my last podcast from yesterday. I want to switch gears though to before we switch gears to the MVP conversation. I'm going to hand it off to the boys from Down by Two, Josh and Jesse. They're going to be here with their picks right now. So guys, take it away.
Yo, Griffy, Gryffindor, the Griffster. Thanks for having us on, buddy, and chatting about some of the picks going into Super Bowl. Really pumped to have another fucking Chiefs-Niners Super Bowl like we didn't have one 4 years ago. But hey, it is what it is. We're still going to bet on it, aren't we? Right? We'd be crazy if we didn't. So here's just a couple picks. I mean, they're pretty reasonable picks. They're nothing crazy. We're just looking to get some, you know, decent return, some double down your money a little bit, you know, and just try and build up our bankroll a little bit here. It's they're easy. Okay, so we're not getting too crazy. We're gonna start off with Birdie boy. What's your pick? Yo, what do you like?
What's going on? So I'm going to take the Chiefs on the money line at
+100.
So you guys know me. I am I'm a noob when it comes to football. I'm just starting to get into it. So this pick is not based in any kind of statistical reality or anything. I'm going with this one just strictly based on the fact that I am backing the Swifties this weekend.
Yeah,
the NFL is all about theater, and what perfect way to cap it off with a Chiefs victory. You got Taylor Swift celebrating on the field with her man. It just seems like an easy win for the league, and it's also a nice little return
on
the money line there. So, yeah, I'm even going with money. That.
Absolutely, because the Niners are favored. It's hard to go against Patty Mahomes, especially when he's an underdog. And I read some theory that they're going to be wearing red jerseys, and he's like something like undefeated or some shit where they wear red. Whatever it is, the Chiefs. I you're gonna have to go with them. I don't know. It would feel weird not to. You're talking about Tay-Tay's boyfriend, Travis Kelce, and that's who I'm going to pick for my anytime touchdown. I have him to score a touchdown at any time, +110. Pretty good value because most books have him at even money for that. We obviously roll with Tony Bet, and we roll with their odds. So, we're going Travis Kelce, anytime touchdown. He's been on fire these playoffs. Like, at least a touchdown every game. He had two against Buffalo, had one last week, had one against Miami. It's just, you can't not roll with Travis. I feel like he's been saving himself for the playoffs, because he had an up and down season. So, honestly, Travis Kelce, anytime touchdown, +110, great value on that. So, fire it away. I mean, Griff, like you know us and we like to play it safe, and we feel that both of these picks are pretty good return for what the lines are set at.
Thanks, boys, and go check out Down by Two on all podcast platforms wherever you can find it. Super Bowl MVP. Everyone's going to think quarterback. I have one person in mind.
Okay, who?
Who's the man of the hour?
Well, are you talking about George Kittle cutting a promo?
Mr. Taylor Swift himself, +1700 to win Super Bowl MVP. Ooh. I know Patrick Mahomes is going to be that the pick. Everyone's going to think about this. But if Travis Kelce has another game where he has like 10 receptions, 115 receiving yards, two touchdowns, for as good as Patrick can be, and also to think about it, it would just be the perfect Taylor 1 record. Taylor 1, I believe, has album in the other Grammys.
Yeah.
He caps it off with Super Bowl MVP.
I would be so mad too. Like so many people would be furious with that combo and having Swift talked about more. So I'm here for chaos. I like it.
I'm here for chaos too. But also here's the other thing as well. Patrick Mahomes is +140, like $1,700. Yeah. +17. That is $10. Actually, I'm gonna up it. $20 will win you $340. Think about that.
Now, which side are you looking on? Because I have MVP. You have better odds than I do here. I have on DraftKings +1200 for Kelce.
I was on FanDuel. So because I have money in DraftKings right now, so that's where I was looking at that. But man, FanDuel, I might have to switch to FanDuel because the other bet that you make on FanDuel, will Gronk make the kick?
Oh, they see it's that. Okay, I'm trying to remember last year. It wasn't live. It was taped, right?
Yeah, it was taped. It was not live. It was like this random thing that was set up in the middle of nowhere, it looked like, and it was like recorded in the middle of the night.
I want to see him do it live. Otherwise, you could rig it.
Yeah.
I don't believe the authenticity behind it. Do it live.
I think last year's was just bet that, like, I was even looking on FanDuel, and I couldn't find it, but this year it just seems like they're gonna make it so he can make the fact too that last year was just like betting that he'll make the kick. This year you can pick make or miss. Last year you could not pick miss, you can only pick make. So that's the thing that's very interesting, and I believe everyone got refunded because of that. But it's great marketing on FanDuel's portion. Hey, we're gonna have this football player, tight end, great athlete, one of the greatest tight ends of all time. We're going to make him kick a field goal. And shout an RIP Carl Weathers, who was helping him in the commercials as well.
You also got
John Cena involved in all that too.
You got Cena and Carl Weathers too? Yeah, on the bike. Yeah. Oh, RIP, what a gem. Apollo Creed, come on, man. That's, that bummed me out. That sucked. Oh, yeah. You know what? They got to have him make it. You're not going to not make it 2 years in a row, right? That to me, that's like betting on outcome of a TV show type of thing. That's you know what though? If you go Kelsey, I'm just looking. So if you go Kelsey MVP, you can go like an all Kelsey prop thing. You go two touchdowns, you're getting my +500.
Mm-hmm.
You do this +1800 on FanDuel or whatever for MVP. Interesting. I don't think it's anybody. Like if it's not Kelsey, it'll be Mahomes or Purdy. Like, here's the thing. And I was thinking about this today. I was picking up some Domino's pizza for the fam, right? Ooh. Going for supper. Get a little ham, red pepper, roasted red pepper and green pepper action. Mix it up. And I was thinking, hold on. And I found this in myself. Why am I only thinking about the Chiefs? It's because of all the storylines. It's because of the Swift. It's because of Kelsey. It's because of Mahomes, the GOAT conversation. There's another really good team who's actually favored by Vegas sportsbooks to win right now that we're not talking about. And I have to wonder, if you're the 49ers, not that you need any extra motivation to play in the Super Bowl, for goodness sake.
Yeah.
But aren't you sitting there thinking, hold on now. We're favorites. We're right here. We're on a roll. And no one's talking about us? I think that's an extra thing, and the 49ers can put some sour milk on the cornflakes of the NFL if they go out and win it.
Here's my take on all this. So obviously, guys, look who I love, my football team right here on the screen. I'm wearing my Patriots salute service hoodie for those who are listening.
Yeah.
And whenever I think about this, even though the Chiefs are the betting underdog, this just kind of reeks or smells of all those years, Patriots are going to go in there, they're going to take care of business, this is no problem, kind of like the Giants Super Bowls. We're getting more focused, though, on the second one, and then they lose the game, where things just don't go right compared to, like, all the other games, like the Atlanta game, Seattle, where it's like, hey, it's an even matchup, we don't know if they're going to win. And then they go, or even the LA one too, to a fact. Even though they are the betting favorite, like, and here's the other thing too. I feel like everyone wants Kansas City to win. If you also look at it too, for where they're training this week, the Kansas City Chiefs, they have the Raiders practice facility. The Chiefs are the Niners are training at UNLV's football facility. Both look really good, but at the same time too, one's at an NFL and one's at a college facility. So this seems like, the NFL wants Patrick Mahomes to win the end. Like,
they want the Taylor Swift story, man.
They want the Swift
Taylor
story.
Happy jumping around. I saw a bet too. If they lose, will they show Taylor? Will Taylor Swift cry? How about that? You could bet on tears.
Well, every tear drops on this guitar, you'll have to wait on Sunday night to find out. my thing with that is too, is just the whole conversation. And because it's been kind of biting at me as a Pats fan, the people that are saying the whole, Mahomes doesn't need seven Super Bowls to top Brady. Mahomes, this or that. I'm just saying, because here's my take on it. If he gets to three now, he's already in that, like, you know, that conversation, not of like Brady, but like, you know, the Montana, the Elway, Peyton Manning, yeah. even though he will eclipse Manning. But then it's, will he continue to do it? Because we see, hey, he's 28 now, but can he do this when he's, you know, 35, 36? That's
and when
where
Travis Kelce retires. Kelce's
that's 35. Kelce.
Right? Like, he, for all we know, like, he's got a lot going on. Like, he could retire at any time. He's got nothing left to prove.
He is someone who I think could retire, but I still feel like he's going to go for another year or two. We saw it this regular season, though, where, you know, he has his performances, he has his ups and downs. And then that's the scary thing, why picking against Patrick's not the thing to do, because, hey, they did not have the best regular season. Come January, though, he's found a way to win. It may not be pretty, but their defense, it's what they've been predicated on all season long, and that's what's scary. The fact, too, that they have Steve Spagnuolo, who's taken care of three Super Bowls, where you look at him, who he's taken down. He took down the dynamic Philadelphia Eagles. Mm-hmm. He took down the San Francisco 49ers 4 years ago. And the infamous 2007 New England Patriots. He was the defensive coordinator for the Giants in that Super Bowl. So this game is going to be a chess match of both sides. Like, my heart and my gut are torn between who I want to see win. I'm going to make my pick tomorrow night. But my friend, Andy Andrew McNamara, I have to go full name there because why? It's for the people. If you have to pick a winner, money line straight up,
ooh,
who is your pick for Super Bowl 58?
Oh, but let me put a quick bow on the Travis Kelce conversation, if I may.
Absolutely.
This was to our point of him kind of going on the over the hill a little bit, but can still pop. This was the first time he was under 1,000 receiving yards since 2015. This was his lowest touchdown output since 2019. You know, you can turn it on, and maybe you got another year of that left, but that's where I'm at, where it's like, okay, what does Mahomes look like without Kelce? And for the defender part, it's like, all right, you can have Spagnuolo, and I totally agree with what you were saying, the defensive mastermind. But what's so tricky is that they don't run normal routes. You can't prep almost for Kelce or Mahomes because Kelce freestyles and somehow Mahomes reads his mind. That's what's so wild that we haven't seen. There's not like, boy, Kelce always runs that skinny post. It's Kelce will just get open. Yeah. So unless you've got like two shadows on him, it's crazy. But yeah, anyway. So I was all Chiefs coming in. All Chiefs coming in today until I went and got that pizza, Griff. Okay? And then I thought, you know what? What happened? You get built up. And then, oh, there's that surprise, which Vegas is telling you isn't a surprise. I'm going to say 49ers. I think 49ers win this. I think it's definitely close. You know, maybe it's down to a last second field goal. I would be floored if it was a blowout. But then you have the storyline of the Mr. Irrelevant winning the Super Bowl and Kyle Shanahan as head coach finally winning the big one.
That is it. For when I look at the storyline, I'm watching NFL Network in the background right now. For the Chiefs, it's been there, done that. For the Niners, it's the chance to, you know, build something. This Super Bowl, I know for me, it's before my time, and I know I'm not, this is not a knock on you, this is around your time, because the first Patriots Super Bowl.
Yeah.
It was Patriots Rams. Patriots were plus 14 that night and won outright. So this has the makings of it too. You know where they're like, the dynasty begins tonight, even though my take is you have to win three to get a dynasty. So if the Chiefs don't win this, dynasty's on pause. But with this game on Sunday, it's a different dynasty started in that game. And with this one here, it's just, there's so many outsides where it's like, I think we get a similar game to what we saw last year, where it's going to come down to those little mental mistakes of what is truly, truly going to win that football game.
And that comes down to this. Mahomes has been there and he's done it. Purdy has not, but you have to start somewhere. All the greats, all the Super Bowl winners at one point were not Super Bowl winners.
Nope.
So what does Brock Purdy have there? What happens if something goes sideways? That's the unknown. It'd be a Herculean to be able to dethrone them. That's for sure. But that is a super well coached team. They have all the pieces there.
Yes, sir.
I just hope it's close.
him to throw an interception is one of the most bet prop bets I've seen, especially on BetMGM. So where I would honestly consider taking him to under 0.5 interceptions. Now, I know it's not saying he's going to play a perfect game, but everyone in the world's counting on him throwing an interception. And sometimes, you know what? The book's got to win, and you have to learn to fade the public. Because when you fade the public, for Brock. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, like, you know, he probably does. But I'm with you. Yeah, if you get a better line, you know, you're not putting the house on that one, but you throw a little bit down, see what happens, right?
It's a little $5. It's a little $5 special back in the day. $5 foot long, not a thing anymore because of damn inflation. But you all know what I mean.
Right. Jeez.
And then, just for fun, I did look this up while you were talking because I found this little thing called all the stuff for the halftime show, which they don't have the first song, which I was disappointed by. They have the last song for halftime with Usher. I don't know how big of an Usher fan you are.
Oh, not like it's one of those ones when I hear it, I know, but I couldn't name you a Usher song. But when I hear it, I'm like, I like that one. But I couldn't name you a song off the top of my head.
I'm a big fan of his to where I know the songs. And I'm going to say this right now. He's got two songs of mine that I don't see the odds for them. But like, because like I said, it only shows last, but like the last song. But for his first song, the two that I feel like that could really get the crowd going is either Loving This Club or OMG. So if you want to bet first song, I don't have the odds in front of me, but please, you can consider it.
Well, hey, it gives. That's the great thing about the Super Bowl. You have little areas where if you want to make every little part of it interesting, you can. Right? Like that's the cool part.
I want to look right now on. Oh, I found it right here. Pickwise has it all. Our friends at Pickwise. First song, the two that I gave, plus 145 for OMG, and Loving This Club is plus 1,000. Yaz plus 100. Oh, My Way is plus 1,000. I don't see on here, which is weird considering that's the most popular song. But I think. Oh, Yaz plus 350. So we'll have to wait and see what happens. But Yaz seems like the too obvious one. You know when something seems too good to be true? That's where I view that song.
I wish I knew. Like, if you're a on-set person, you're setting stuff up. You've heard the previews. You know when they're practicing the rehearsals. Yeah. Man, I'd be sending it to somebody's friend's cousin to like go bet the house that it's going to be OMG or something for the first song because that's what he started with.
Exactly.
That's like
exactly
I don't get that. It. Or sneak a peek at the Gatorade before the game and text somebody. Like, come on.
I've seen Orange. DraftKings says Orange is plus 300. It's not the favorite, but Orange seems like it's one of the popular ones. But that's one of the ones I got to think about. I haven't put too much thought into the Gatorade color yet, but I wouldn't actually throw money on that. But I'm in a Super Bowl pool. So, like, you know the fun pools you do, like, for, like, the Oscars and stuff like that? I'm doing one for the Super Bowl. So I'll do it there. I'm not actually going to go bet the color of the Gatorade because if you see the wrong color, you're going to be like, oh, crap, I lost 10 bucks. I'd rather avoid that.
You know what you have to do is go back and see for the Chiefs, was it the same color each time of Gator? Was it different? Is there any pattern that you can surmise from that?
I love to do things on the fly here. So let's do this. Chiefs, Gatorade, it's where you put Chiefs. Okay, so it was his first Gatorade bath was in the game in Miami.
Yeah.
It was orange.
Oh.
But I gotta play. They're trying to get ads. Oh, Buccaneers. It was blue.
Blue.
It was blue for the Buccaneers 2 years ago. I hate ads on YouTube because they're making me wait. And I just like look. Clip I found is Super Bowl crazy ending. It's such a clickbaity title. Like yeah, it wasn't really totally. It wasn't really a crazy title. It was a crazy ending. It was just. How do you say the magical words here? As I get another ad on from DAZN, which if folks don't have cable, watch the Super Bowl on DAZN. I have it. I love it. I'm trying to see here. Let's see. All right, I'm looking it up. The players are running on the field. And Mahomes, as we do a lot of stuff. They did? Oh.
they dumped it on, they would have dumped it on Reed by then, right?
They did. They didn't show it though in the moment, but I'm going to, let's go to.
I thought it was a clear for some reason, but I could totally be wrong.
Oh, it was purple.
So is that two purples? No.
No, it was orange in 2020 and 2023 was purple.
So no pattern. It's probably more to do with the facility.
Arizona purple, Miami orange.
Yeah, that's tricky. Yeah, that's just a guess. You know what? You'd have to like know or see something in the Raiders facility of if they have the same type of Gatorade bet. That's too tough.
That's it. It's too tough to guess. That's like I said. That's why I just don't want to
just do the fun one. Yeah.
Exactly. But folks, before we wrap up here today, I have something fun I got to tell Andy, because Andy is, and I say the word OG in a way that the people that have been here since the year one, we're in year five now of the podcast.
Year five. Wow.
This is also episode number 280 of YWC Football Talk. We're almost at 300. We're going to get there before the start of the next regular season. Andy's always around. Andy's always a blast to have on. Fantasy football, thanks, betting, all this other stuff, you know. So, Andy, I appreciate it. You started from a simple Twitter conversation, folks. And just a little reminder, hey, shoot your shot. You don't know where you're going to land.
That's why you ask, man. That's it. I've had that myself for many, many people over the years. So you just ask. You never know.
That's exactly it. Exactly it. But anyway, guys, Super Bowl preview show going down tomorrow night here on YWC Football Talk. For Andy McNamara, I'm Griff Borregon. Have a good night, guys. And remember, if you're betting on the Super Bowl, please play.
Hi, I'm Logan Anderson, host of the Say the Damn Score podcast. On my show, I deep dive into the sports broadcasting business by, you guessed it, talking to sportscasters. The show has featured big names like Bob Costas, Kenny Albert, and Vern Lundquist, as well as many up-and-coming broadcasters who you may not know yet, but you will know soon. Whether you're looking for professional development as a sportscaster, different career paths, or if you just want to be entertained by hearing some of the best storytellers in the world tell their own stories, this podcast is for you. You can subscribe to the podcast on all major podcast platforms, or you can visit our website, SayTheDamnScore.com.
I'm Jeff Woods, and I'm shining a light on music and the rock stars who make it.
He just was one of those people. He stood out.
He was a magic guy. He really was a magic guy. We all have force. He had the same amount of force as we all have.
This was before Led Zeppelin. Robert was full on. I mean, he was Led Zeppelin without the band behind him. He had the hair, the jeans, the whole thing, you know, and he was amazing.
The Records and Rockstars podcast, heard around the world and yours to hear wherever you get podcasts. All the episodes from JeffWoodsRadio.com.